Life podcast. We truly hope you'll be inspired and challenged today. Now, let's dive into this message with the family at Pleasant Ridge.
How many of you at one time in your life or another, maybe you were reading something, or maybe somebody was talking about something very important, and then your mind began to wander and drift, and you weren't thinking about what the person was saying, or you totally forgot what you were reading. Does anybody happen to them? Yeah, okay. Well, you're in good company today, because this is what we find here with these disciples who are slow of heart and slow of understanding as well. And here in our passage of scripture here, we see some very interesting things that take place. Let me try to set the stage here for you. A couple months ago, our brother Jeff, he spoke about the feeding of the 4,000. 4,000 people were hungry. Jesus, with just a few loaves and some fish, fed the multitude. 4,000 people. If we know there were 4,000 men, there had to be at least 4,000 women. Throw a few kids in the mix as well. You got quite a large crowd of people that got fed that day. Last month, Alan spoke about the Pharisees coming up to Jesus and asking, demanding for a sign. And Jesus tells him, says, hey, look, the only sign that you're going to be given is the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days, 3 nights, the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights as well. Jesus completely ignored their request and said, that is the only sign that you're going to be given. And if you don't believe that sign, you won't believe anything else that would ever happen. And so now we pick up where we just read. Jesus tells them, hey, get back in the boat, and we're going to go to the other side. And as they get in the boat, someone forgot to bring the sandwiches. And they start going, oh, we don't have any food. And Jesus sees this as a great opportunity to teach them some spiritual lessons about what is really important, not the physical, but the spiritual. So here's what I want you to take away with you today. We don't understand the spiritual when we are focused on the physical. Jesus is going to use this opportunity to teach his disciples that they were too focused on the physical, the sandwiches. Someone forgot to bring them. And they were missing the spiritual truths that Jesus is going to warn them about and try to help them understand it. And you also got to think, right? Like, there was some awesome, awesome, powerful miracles that had just taken place up to this point. I mean, they saw the feeding of the 4,000, and now they're missing what is really important, the spiritual, because they're too focused on the physical. So let's take note of a few things here. Number one, the physical problem. Someone forgot to bring the sandwiches. The disciples are in the boat, and Mark tells them, look at verse 14, they had forgotten to bring bread. Now, from what we know, that when the disciples took up those fragments of the 4,000, it says that they collected 7 large baskets of leftovers. Now, these baskets were large enough that a man could fit inside of them. That's a lot of food. So they have all these leftovers, and yet somebody, we won't name who, John, Peter, Matthew, somebody forgot to bring the sandwiches. And they're on the boat, and they just realized, oh, man. Has that ever happened to you? You get in your car, you got to go on a trip, and you're about 20 minutes down the road, 30 minutes down the road, and it goes, oh, I think I left the stove on. Oh, no. Did we forget the dog? uh-oh, I think we left our kid at home. Right? Hopefully not that one, right? Somebody forgot him. Mark goes on to say, look at this. They had forgotten to bring the bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Now, verse 16 is kind of humorous to me. And they begin discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. What? We got one loaf, but we don't have any bread. I got all these things to wear, but I don't have anything to wear. Right? Physical problem. Somebody had forgotten to bring the sandwiches. So Jesus is going to use this opportunity to teach the disciples and us a very valuable lesson about spiritual matters. Because we often don't understand the spiritual because we are too focused on the physical. We miss it. We miss the spiritual opportunities to see something, to take in something, because we're so focused on the physical. These disciples were focused that they only had one loaf of bread, but they had no bread. So let's look at the second thing here. The spiritual problem, beware of the leaven. Beware of the leaven. Mark tells us here in verse 15, and he cautioned them. So here they are. They forgot to take bread. And Jesus cautions them. He says, watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Now notice some words that he uses here. It says that he cautioned them. Your translation may use the word warned. He warned them or cautioned them. The word that Jesus used here was a command. It's by somebody who has authority. And they're saying, watch out. I'm warning you. I'm cautioning you about something that's very important. Now, what's interesting here is the way that this word is used. It's used in the imperfect tense, indicating that Jesus was repeating this warning over and over to them again and again. For Jesus, it was crucial that the disciples get the lesson of truth that he was trying to tell them. Remember, they were focused on the physical. They had no bread. Someone had forgotten to bring the sandwiches. And yet Jesus says, I warn you, I caution you. I warn you, I caution you. I'm telling you something very important here. And he's explaining to them that they must avoid the yeast of the Pharisees and of Herod. Now, we'll explain that here in just a moment. But this truth is very important for us still today because when we focus on the physical, we don't understand the spiritual. We can even be in danger because we are too focused on the physical things and our eyes are not adjusting to what God is doing in the spiritual. And so Jesus also says, look at this. He says, watch out. This means to think seriously about what you hear and what you see. So he's cautioning them, and then he tells them, watch out. You need to be alert. We sometimes do this with our children when they are getting older and learning certain things, maybe learning how to ride a bike or learning how to cross the street, and you say, watch out for cars, right? Be alert, watch out. Then Jesus told them what? To beware. Watch out, beware. Beware of something is to be careful, to be cautious and intentional. And so when Jesus says watch out, he's emphasizing that our mind and wanting us to think, use our brains. When he says beware, he's emphasizing our understanding. Jesus wants us to think about what is right and wrong and true and false. But he's also wanting us to understand why something is true or false. Watch out. Beware. Think and understand. And notice what Jesus wants them to watch out and beware of. Leaven. The leaven. Yeast. Your translation may read yeast. Now, Jesus is going to use an object lesson here because they were already talking about bread. And so he's going to use this as an object lesson to warn them about leaven, to warn them about yeast. Now, for those of you that have cooked a little bit or make bread, any of you ladies in here make bread? Yeah, okay. I sometimes see, you know, Facebook posts, wanted sourdough starter, right? People want certain things, right? How many of you make sourdough? This is my handcrafted sourdough, you know, rustic sourdough. Look at it, right? It's perfect and round. And, yeah, okay. So when you make bread, right, you add a little bit of yeast to it, and that yeast is what causes the bread to puff up, makes it nice and fluffy and chewy, right? In communion, we use unleavened bread. Why? Because leaven is a symbol of sin. Just a little bit, right, affects the whole thing. And Christ had no sin in him whatsoever. He says, this is my body, right? So we use unleavened bread. So here, he's using an object lesson to teach them about warning them about the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Now, yeast, what it does is when you just add just a little bit, that yeast goes throughout the whole batch of that dough and it affects the entire thing of it. Just a little bit. And so Jesus is trying to teach them something and say, listen, just a little bit of the leaven, just a little bit of the Pharisees, a little bit yeast or leaven of Herod will affect your whole life. Now here's these guys, they're on their boat, right? And all they're thinking about is bread, what to eat, right? Isn't that crazy how God kind of wired us? I don't know how many times, and my wife showed this to me one time. She said, this is the thing that we just always think about. What are we going to eat for dinner? What are we going to eat for lunch? What time's dinner? What time's lunch, right? And so we're just kind of like wired that way, right? We're thinking that way. And so these disciples, all they think about is what they're going to eat. And Jesus warning them, say, hey, listen, watch out for the yeast of Herod. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees. So it affects the whole batch. Now, Jesus is going to give these disciples and us some very serious warning. Okay, so what is this yeast of Herod? What is this leaven of the Pharisees? What is this? Okay, there's actually a third one in here. Mark doesn't mention it, but we'll still mention it because it's mentioned in the other gospel accounts. First of all, we are to watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees. Mark does not tell us what Jesus meant. However, Matthew does. Matthew tells us about this event. He says the yeast of the Pharisees referred to the deceptive teaching of the Pharisees. That's Matthew 16, verse 12. And to their hypocrisy, Luke chapter 12, verse number 1. So Jesus is saying, listen, just a little bit of deceptive teaching to come into your life will affect your whole life. Just a little bit of deceptive teaching has that impact in your life. And then he says, watch out for the hypocrisy, right? I don't know about you, but I am probably the biggest hypocrite here. Just a little bit, right, affects our life. Just a little bit has the ability to affect all of us. And so Jesus says, watch out for their hypocrisy. He mentions that in Luke chapter 12, verse 1. The Pharisees taught legalism. If you keep the Ten Commandments, follow the religious laws, abide by all the rituals, you'll go to heaven, you'll have good standing with God, yada, 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 yada. But their emphasis was on the external, always on the external. They never focused in on what really mattered the most, the heart, the hidden man, right? The spiritual part. It was always the external. They may look clean on the outside, but Jesus said that they were full of dead man's bones. They were whitewashed tombs, Jesus told them. And so Jesus says, watch out and beware of this hypocrisy. Beware of deceptive teaching that can come into your life and ruin all of it. Secondly, we are to watch out for the leaven of Herod. Now, the leaven of Herod was a person who is living a secular type of life. This referred to worldliness. Herod and his followers, the Herodians, were secularists. They had a materialistic and naturalistic worldview. In other words, they didn't believe in the supernatural or the immaterial. They don't believe in the existence of God. The Herodians' life focused on the here and now only. If it feels good, help me finish, do it, right? That's all they cared about. That's all that how they wanted to live their life. Okay? Jesus is saying, watch out and beware of worldliness in your life. Don't focus too much on the things that are going to pass away, the bread, right? Don't focus too much on the physical things. Beware of the leaven of Herod. Now, third, we are told to watch out for the leaven of the Sadducees. Now, Mark doesn't mention the Sadducees here, but we do find that Matthew does in Matthew chapter 16, 6, in the account of this story. The Sadducees did not believe God played any role in their daily lives. Everyone was master of his or her own destiny. They did not believe in the supernatural, angels, demons, heaven, hell, or the resurrection. When you died, it was over. That is it. That's the reason why they were called sad, you see. Right? I know. I won't quit my day job. I'm sorry. All right. Okay. So these guys were materialistic. They were skeptics. Life was just basically about gaining power and wealth through religion. And so Jesus is saying, watch out, beware of religious materialism in your life. Watch out for it, because just a little bit of it can affect the whole. And so Jesus is telling them and us today, be careful that you don't allow these beliefs to take root in your life and rise up in you. So here is Jesus trying to teach them something very important, very spiritual. And as we see in verse 16, notice how the disciples handled this. Verse number 16, what does he say here? It says, and they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. So Jesus is saying, watch out for the leaven of Herod. Watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees. And all of a sudden they go, hey, we don't have any bread. Right? It's right over their head. Not even catching it. Okay? And while Jesus has given them a warning about the leaven of the Herod and the Pharisees here, which causes him to, and these guys are now thinking, hey, we don't have anything. And maybe they start arguing with one another. John, didn't you make up the list? Didn't you put on there, get the bread? Didn't you do that? Well, Peter was the one that was supposed to give me the list first, right? Maybe going back and forth, and they're thinking about it. Maybe they're going, well, how long are we going to be on this journey? I'm already hungry right now, right? Totally missing everything. And remember, they only had one loaf. This will come helpful in our next point here. But Jesus was addressing a serious heart problem, and yet the disciples were focused on a bread problem. They weren't getting it because they were too focused on the physical. Here's the last thing. Number three, Jesus asks questions to help us see that we focus in on the wrong things. Now, notice what verse 17 says here. Okay, and I love this. Okay? Verse 17. And Jesus, aware of this, right? They're discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. Jesus, aware of this, said to them, why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Now, Jesus may have overheard them, but he knew what they were really thinking in their hearts. Right? Jesus could read their hearts. He could read what was really in the thoughts of man. This is God in the flesh, right? And he knows what we're thinking. He knows what processes are going on in our hearts and our minds. And he knows this. And I could just see Jesus. Can't you just picture it with me in your mind, right? They're on the boat. He's talking about the leaven. And they're going, we don't have any bread. And Jesus knows what they're thinking. And I could just see it, right? Ay, yay, 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 yay. Right? If there was a meme of this, you know, it would be Jesus going, right? They're not getting it. They're not seeing it. And so to help them get it and understand it, he's going to ask 6 questions to these disciples to try to get their focus on what is important, what is spiritual. So look at these questions that Jesus is going to ask in verses 17 through 20. Now, each question reveals something very significant. First of all, why are you arguing because you have no bread? Verse 17, why are you arguing because you have no bread? Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? So this first question deals with focus. Jesus asked, why are you arguing about having no bread? While Jesus was focusing on their lack of understanding. They're focusing on that they don't have any bread. Jesus is saying, hey, look, you guys just have a lack of understanding here. The disciples were focusing on their lack of bread. The Lord's focus was heavenly while theirs was earthly. The Lord's was eternal while theirs was only temporary. And instead of worrying about what they would eat, they should have been worried about the spiritual yeast that may have already been creeping up in them already. And Jesus warns them about it. Secondly, do you still not know or understand? Again, in verse number 17, he asked them this question, do you not yet perceive or understand? And so this second question deals with understanding. Jesus asked, don't you know? Don't you understand? And the disciples had failed to connect the dots. They weren't putting the pieces of the puzzle together. I know that sometimes when I work on a puzzle, we did one a couple months back. It was this like horse picture. It was like one that was like a cutout of a horse head. And man, there were some parts of that we just had to stare at those pieces. And it was like, I think this goes here, but it really didn't go there, right? And until you had to think about it more, and then you could put the pieces of the puzzle together. Well, here's these disciples. They're not connecting the dots. They're not able to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And just think about everything that has happened with the disciples, right? They'd been sent out 2 by 2. Jesus said, everything's going to be provided for you. They had seen miracles take place with their very eyes. They were participatory in some of those miracles, right? The feeding of the 5,000, Jesus broke the bread, right? He broke the bread, gave it to the disciples. And then here's the disciples, they're breaking and giving to people, and it's just multiplying, right? Same thing with feeding of the 4,000. They see Jesus walk on water, right? Some awesome, awesome, powerful things. And yet they can't connect the dots. They're not putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Why is that? Because they failed to understand really who Jesus was, right? They're arguing about bread. They don't have any. And yet here is the bread maker in the boat with them. Like, don't you think somebody would have been like, yeah, we did forget to bread. Hey, Jesus, we forgot bread. Can you make us some bread? We're going to get hungry. They're not doing that. They're missing it. They're not connecting the dots. Look at verse 17 again. Question number 3. Are your hearts too hard? Verse 17 again, he asks this. He says, are your hearts hardened? And so question number 3 deals with insensitivity. Is what I'm doing bouncing off? Now, it wasn't their hearts were hard because of rebellion. You do see that in Scripture where people's hearts are hardened because of rebellion. But here they are insensitive to what God has been doing. They're not catching it. Could it be maybe they had just seen so many of the miracles that they had just now kind of become commonplace? It wasn't like, wow. Right? And I can't help but think, right, how many times God does things in our life, right? He does them over and over and over and over and over. And then where do we find ourselves going, I don't know what I'm going to do, right? We have no bread. I'm only focused on the physical. Our hearts become insensitive. Our hearts become hard. Look at the fourth question here. You have eyes and ears, but why can't you see or hear? Question number four deals with the perception. Jesus asked this. He's quoting actually out of Ezekiel chapter 12, verse number 2. And really, this is another rhetorical question here that Jesus is asking. Jesus is saying, you have eyes, so pay attention and see what I'm doing. And you have ears, so listen carefully to what I'm saying. And connect the two together. For us, this means to pay attention to what God is doing in our lives already. How has God already answered prayers in your life already? Right? Make sure you're seeing with your spiritual eyes and hearing with spiritual ears. Make sure your perception is spiritual in nature. Question number five, don't you remember what I have done? Verses 19 through 20, this question deals with remembering. Jesus asked, don't you remember anything at all? Remember what? Remember the feeding of the 5,000? How many baskets did you take up? Remember the 4,000? How many baskets did you take up? Connect the dots. Remember what God has already done in your life. I find that the best way to find encouragement when I am discouraged, I find the best way to strengthen my faith when I feel faithless is to look back on my life and see how God has worked already. But we become blind to those things because we forget. And we don't see what God is already doing and has done in our life. And he says, don't you remember what I have already done? Last question, why is it that you don't understand? Now notice that, yet. This question deals with expectations. Jesus asks, don't you understand yet? Now this is not a repeat of a previous question, but more of a summary question here. The yet implies there is more learning to come. Now, I like this because in our life as believers in Christ, what is God doing? He's growing us. He's sanctifying us. He's supposed to be making us more and more like Jesus. Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work in you will bring it to pass until the day of Jesus Christ. That's the yet, right? And so God is doing this work in us. And it's continual. And so what is he asking? Why is it that you don't understand yet? Don't you perceive that the things that I'm doing in your life, they're not over yet? Don't you perceive that you're still growing and maturing, and you should be growing and maturing in Christ? And so we don't need to give up. Jesus certainly didn't give up on his disciples. He didn't say, all right, out of the boat. Right? No, he just said, hey, don't you get it? Have you not perceived this yet? Okay. And so he knows they'll keep learning and growing and understanding in us too. And so let's not focus too much on the physical, right? Let's focus in on the spiritual and not miss the spiritual truths that God is trying to teach us and help us. And beware. Beware of these things because they can creep up and just a little bit will affect the whole lot. Okay? Let's pray together.
If you're interested in more information about our church or knowing the peace that Jesus gives, visit our website at lifeattheridge.church.